أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة. In the previous ayats we read one scene of the day of Qiyamah when everyone will be running away from another. They will recognize one another but won't be able to help, won't want to help one another, won't ask even how are you or anything, because everyone will be concerned of his own condition. And then after that, when now Hisab Kitab will have taken place, and those people who have been successful in that, and they will get their report in their right hand, and they will see that they are successful, all those people further who will, after their actions are weighed on the scale, etc., and finally they are successful, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ. Kitne muh us din roshan hai, then how many faces on that day will be beaming. That is those people who are successful, and that is the real success. And a person who has that worry for year all the time, that person won't be laughing and be happy just all the time. He'll have that worry also. As Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also always was in concern and worry. And that was for the ummah, the hidayat of the ummah, the hidayat of mankind. But a person also who is concerned of the akhirat, that person also won't be just laughing wildly and carrying on like he's got no worry whatsoever. Every time he will have that concern. Zahikatum mustabashira, haste khushiya karte. And they will be laughing and they will be rejoicing. As it on that day they will be extremely happy that when a person will get his certificate to enter Jannat now, there will be no greater joy than that person, that what he can know till then. Afterwards, of course, in Jannat, when he will see Allah Ta'ala, that will be the greatest joy that that person will have, that Allah is happy with him and he is happy with Allah and with all the great, great ni'mats of Jannat. As an adage goes, that he who laughs the last, laughs the best. But we think of it only the last in this dunya's terms. The last will be for the last day, the day of Qiyamah. A person who laughs on that day, that person will be happy and will laugh forever in Jannat after that. He'll have no worries whatsoever, no sorrow, no grief, no difficulty, no hardship, no sickness, no fight with anyone, nothing whatsoever. He will just have enjoyment all the time. And that is really why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world, to prepare for that life. And we should have that concern all the time in our mind, that we become successful on the day of Qiyamah. Success is not measured in terms of how many degrees we have got, how much of knowledge we have got, or how much of amal we have got, whether they are accepted or not, or how much of wealth we have got, what our status is. Many people, we measure our success with these material things. For a Muslim, he can never ever imagine that also. Success is on the day of Qiyamah. And then of course there will be those people on the day of Qiyamah who will have the shade of the throne of Allah right from the beginning. They will be already successful, there will be no hisab kitab for them also. And from there they will go directly into Jannah. And to qualify for that, that also Allah has given us this opportunity of our lifetime in this dunya, that we won't even have to go onto the planes of resurrection, that a person will be taken directly, immediately under the throne, in the shade of the throne of Allah. And there already will be the ni'mats of Allah. For example, with all the other requirements, a person who keeps rozas, fast for Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, you fasted for me in dunya, while other people were eating and enjoying their food, you stayed hungry. Now come and in the shade of the throne of Allah, there will be a feast for them. And what great namas, what wonderful food there will be for them. So we must try and bring the whole of deen in us. Let us not be fooled and beguiled with this temporary temptations of this dunya. Whether it is staying far from deen or whether it is staying in deen with other names. and we are doing all, and we are enjoying ourselves, entertaining ourselves with all things in the name of Deen. Let us try our utmost to get the proper Deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we live by that. People can call us that we are backwards, people can call us that we are fanatics, whatever, let us not worry. On the day of Qiyamah, then it will be seen. Many people make a mockery out of those who fast, also who keep roza, and regard it as something which is not existing today. Women who are in parda, they make a joke out about it. So we must not worry about the criticisms people give. We must be concerned to please Allah and to follow and hold fastly onto the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the temporary while which Allah has given us, and we should try and keep that in mind all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.